And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Here's an education problem you probably haven't heard much about from conservative politicians lately. Charter school performance is lagging and trending down. What's more, the percentage of charter schools meeting or exceeding annual school growth is increasingly falling behind traditional public schools. As veteran education policy expert Chris Nordstrom pointed out in a recent column for NC Policy Watch, when one accounts for things like socioeconomic status, North Carolina charter students are, on average, more affluent than their traditional school peers, the picture becomes clear. 6 years ago, charter schools were outperforming traditional public schools on meeting expected annual growth by several percentage points. Last year, however, it was traditional schools that led. Performance is especially troubled for newer charters that have come into being since state lawmakers loosened rules for approving them. Unfortunately, as Nordstrom also points out in the piece, pro-charter politicians like Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest don't like to hear bad news like this and have criticized past efforts by Department of Public Instruction staff to tell the story. Let's hope Forrest's criticism falls on deaf ears and officials keep telling the truth. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.